that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, since Lum and Abner mysteriously vanished from Pine Ridge, their friends have become increasingly anxious about them. Little has been done to find them yet, because the old fellows had kept their trip into the hills a complete secret. And now let's look in on the old abandoned silver mine where Lum and Abner are still trapped by a cave-in. Listen.
Here, Lum, you take a stick and dig for a while. My hand is getting sore.
Well, it won't do no good to dig no ways, Abner. We've run into solid rock every direction we dug in. Now, we'll never dig ourselves out of here, I'll tell you that. Special not with nothing but sticks to work with.
Well, what are we going to do, Lum?
Well, I ain't sure. I reckon the best thing to do is just save our strength and just hope somebody will find us before it's too late.
Lum, if they's going to find us, they'd found us before now.
Yeah, I doubt that. They don't know where to start hunting. We kept it a secret where we was going, so far as they know, we might be down in the swamps or anywhere but the mountains here.
Yeah. Wish I'd have done like I generally do and told everybody the secret about where we've going.
Yeah, we so too.
But I just thought for once in my life I'd do the right thing and not blab it all over. Dad, blame me anyway. No matter what I do, it's all a wrong thing.
Well, now, don't go feeling that way. It's my fault we're here. I'm the one with hard to have his britches kicked.
Oh, now, don't start talking like that neither, now.
No, you're right. We're down here, and that's that. What's been done's been done, and nobody can change that.
No.
Wonder what day it is.
Oh, I ain't got the least idea. Don't reckon it makes much difference, though. We ain't going no place I know of.
No, but keeping track of the days sort of gives you something to keep your mind on.
Yeah. I've heard a feller that got lost keeping track of the days by cutting notches in a piece of wood. Of course, we wouldn't know what day to start with, though, I reckon.
No. And long as we can't tell when it's day and night, we couldn't tell when the day's up, neither.
No. And, side that, I don't believe I've got enough strength to cut a notch in a piece of wood the way I feel now.
Yeah. I'd be feared to try to gnaw a notch in it. Feared I'd eat the whole stick hungry.
Oh, yeah.
I believe we better just give up that idea.
Yeah. I'm sorrowful I ever mentioned it.
I guess we've been in here three or four days, though, anyway.
Oh, it's bound to be longer than that, Lum. I know I couldn't get this hungry in that length of time.
Mind out now. Recollect we said we weren't going to talk about eating.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. No, I ain't hungry. Ain't hungry a bit. Just ain't nothing else to think about, though, I reckon.
Well, sure, that's our trouble right there. We've got to keep our minds off of eating. If we just had some drinking water, we could get along without food for a little while longer. We ain't going to starve. We still got that other can of sardines. Or leastways, we got part of it left and a few of them crackers.
Yeah. Sardines and crackers. We couldn't have brought nothing along with it that'd make us as thirsty as sardines and crackers. My mouth's all swole up here.
Mine is too, but I hadn't said nothing about it. Lips is all dried and swelled up. We're needing water. There ain't no question about that.
Yeah, there just ain't no use pretending no longer, Lum. I've just got to have some water now. Bad gummit, all I've just got to have some water. I got to
Abner,
have it.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That ain't no way to act.
Well, I can't help it, Lum. I'm thirsty.
I know, but that ain't going to help matters none. Let's quit talking about it. Just change the subject. You know, I was just thinking of a funny joke Mose Moose was telling the other day.
Mose.
Yeah, he's a comical fella, Mose.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah, he'd about have us dying laughing if he's down here. I wish he was down here with us.
If I was having my druthers, I'd rather be up there with him.
Yeah, that's a good one, Abner. Yeah, I'd rather be up there with him. Yeah, it ain't so bad being down here if you just keep laughing about it.
Mm-hmm. I reckon so. If it just weren't for this everlasting darkness down here, though.
Everlasting darkness. Darkness, just dark, dark, dark. If it just get light for a minute, if I could just see you, see where you're at, but just sitting, waiting, waiting, waiting for what? How do we even know they're looking for us? If we could just help ourselves, do something, just anything.
I'm sorry, Edmund.
Oh, all right. I'll let loose a time or two myself, too.
Yeah, but we oughtn't to do it, Henry. Just makes matters worse.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, we got to be bigger than the fix we're in. We've got to keep our heads. This is a fight, and we've got to lick it.
Where are you, Loma? I want to shake your hand.
Yeah, here. Put her there.
Where? Oh, yeah, there you are.
Hey, we can beat this thing, Abner. Ernie, your hand feels like it's all skinned up.
Yeah, it's them blisters from digging. That wildcat I caught never done me no good, neither, I reckon.
I just hope you don't get them infected. Yeah, we got to take good care of them.
Wait a minute, Lum. Look over there. Them eyes again.
Yeah, it's that wildcat. He's come up the tunnel two or three times while you was asleep there. Stands there staring for a while and then goes back.
Yeah, where's them rocks we laid out for him?
Right here, but let's don't chalk at him unless he tries to come closer. He's bound to be getting hungry, too. I reckon we're beginning to look pretty good to him.
Yeah. He's beginning to look pretty good to me, too.
Well, don't start nothing with him now.
No, I won't. Reckon he's got a den back down in there somewhere.
Yeah, more than likely. Hi, Grannies, wait a minute. You know something, Abner? That varmint might have some place back in there where he's getting water to drink.
Water?
Why, sure. Wildcats can't live without water no more than humans can. I bound you there's some water seeping through back there, Summers.
I know because there might be a tad long. Only trouble is that wildcat's back there.
Hi, Grannies, I don't care what's back there. I'm going back in that tunnel and find out. If there's water in this mine, we just got to find it.
Hello, Huddleston Store. Yeah, this is Dick. Oh, how are you, Miss Emmeline? No, we haven't heard a thing about Lum.
Yeah, nor Abner neither, as far as that goes.
No, we haven't sent out a searching party because we haven't got the least idea where to start looking. Well, don't worry now. We're doing all we can. Bye, Will. Yes, certainly. All right. Goodbye.
Hey, Miss Emmeline's pretty worried about old Lum, huh?
Yes, she is, Grand Theft. Be honest, I'm a little worried myself, too. You know, it just seems strange to me that they'd be gone this long without telling somebody where they are.
Yeah, it's peculiar, all right. Never happened before.
We just had some clue to go on. Why, then, wait a minute, there comes Squire Skimp. Maybe he's found out something.
Yeah, that's right. He went into the county seat to see what he could find out.
Yeah. Well, howdy, Squire. Come on in.
Yeah, what'd you find out, Squire?
Well, sir, practically nothing, man. I checked the depot there at the county seat and the bus depot, and I talked to the mail hack driver. And there's just no trace of either Lum or Abner.
Well, I do know.
However, I had another talk with Mrs. Peabody, and I found out that Abner took his dog along with him.
Old Blue, you mean?
Yes, I believe that's what they called him, Grandpap. She said that the dog followed Abner away from the house that evening and that he's been gone ever since.
Jimmy, that means they ain't went out of town nowhere then, because I know Abner wouldn't take that dog along on no trip.
By Jacks, wait a minute. They must have gone out hunting. Why, sure, that's it. Why didn't we think of that before? Abner was just afraid to tell his wife where they were going for fear she wouldn't let him go.
No, that ain't no good, Richard.
Well, why not, Grandpap? Sounds logical to me.
When you go hunting, you take a gun along, don't you?
Well, naturally.
Well, they never.
How do you know?
Well, that time my cousin Oren was here a couple of months ago, I borrowed Lum's gun for him and Abner's gun for myself for a little hunting trip, and the guns are still over at my place.
Are you sure, Grandpap?
Yeah, no, dead sure.
Well, by George, this thing gets more baffling all the time. I thought sure that we had a clue there.
Yes, sir, I'm mixed up something wonderful now. I don't know what to think about this whole pigeon-toed thing no more.
Well, I don't know which way to turn myself, Grandpa. Excuse me a minute. I believe that's my ring.
Yeah. I hate sitting around not doing nothing, but I don't know what to do.
Hello. Huddle's the store. Oh, yes. How are you, Elizabeth? What's that? He did? When did he get home?
Well, for goodness sakes, Abner must be home.
Well, have you any idea where he's been? I see. Uh-huh.
Ask her to let me talk to old Abner. I want to talk to old
Abner. It's not Abner that's come back, Grandpap. It's his dog, Old Blue.
Oh.
That means that something's happened to those fellas, because otherwise that dog wouldn't have come back home by himself.
Jiminy, that's right, Richard. Does she have any idea where the dog came from, dear?
No, all she knows is that he's in pretty bad shape, Squire. His paws are all covered with red clay, she said.
Well, now, there's a lot of red clay up in the mountains, especially over towards...
Hi, Jack, that might be it, too, Grandpap. Hello, Elizabeth. I think maybe you've given us the clue we're looking for. Well, no, but we're going to round up a searching party and start looking right away. Yes, Mom, right this minute. Goodbye. Grandpap, you get hold of Cedric. Squire, you go over to ours and round up some horses. I'll make an announcement over the party line.